Phone Boy Speaks, episode 526, Cisco's Crystal Ball.
The CEO of Cisco Systems, the networking slash security vendor, they made some pretty bold comments the past couple of days, and one of them is about most of Cisco's competitors potentially being gone or irrelevant in the next few years. And of course, on that slide, he lists Check Point, and I kind of laugh at that because many pundits have predicted the demise of Check Point, and it hasn't happened yet. And if anything, our revenues and market share keeps growing. So and the problem space keeps getting bigger. So I don't think Check Point's going anywhere, right? It's definitely not. I just don't see it. And yes, I work there, but Cisco is really getting two threats. One of which is they're actually say they're both in terms of VMware, really, because John Chambers had said specifically that, we're going to crush VMware because we have software-defined networking switches and people are really interested in them and they're not buying the VMware stuff. And, the problem is that VMware, it virtualizes everything. And Cisco fundamentally sells hardware, which, by the way, is being commoditized by software-defined networking. So I guess that's the other threat, right? You have virtualized equipment and you have this software-defined networking, which necessitates a much dumber equipment. And in fact, if you look at the stacks, you look at the presentations that people give on software-defined networking, they talk about what they call merchant silicon, which I assume is just very commoditized switches that really don't have a whole ton of intelligence. The SDN controller is actually what determines how packets go around. So there's not much in them, and so therefore they can be cheaper. And that Cisco's got the dual threats, right? It's the VMware is virtualizing their hardware, and they've got the trend software-defined networking is going to virtualize. Is going to eliminate the need for expensive Cisco switches, so Cisco, I think, they're lashing out and trying to say, well, we're still going to be relevant. And so, in any case, I don't know what's going to happen, right? I mean, I think Cisco is going to be fine. I mean, Cisco has been in business longer than Check Point, certainly they've seen their share of competitors in many different market spaces, not just in the different markets that they're in, and they get it in and out of markets. But I mean, looking networking and security, physical devices, are certainly not going anywhere. We might see a different mix of virtualized and physical, but I don't think any of these companies are going to necessarily be irrelevant. But as far as the trend toward software defined networking, how that's going to affect Check Point and virtualization, I think Check Point's in great shape because Check Point's fundamentally a software company. So this is all, of course, my opinion, and I don't know what Check Point officially thinks about any of this. But I think at the same time that the way I view what John Chambers is saying is that he's trying to say that he's going to be that Cisco will still be relevant in a few years, and I'm not sure about that. But I also know that Cisco is not necessarily going away anytime soon. And for many of these markets, they're a big company, and people, continue to buy their stuff, and they continue to charge their money. And so everybody's there's plenty of room for everybody in this whole ecosystem. And definitely things are changing. So some competitors may very well disappear. And for both Cisco and Check Point, it's quite as drastic as John Chambers is indicating, but this is this is just the fun little games that CEOs play from time to time. I don't know. Well, as I say, we'll have to wait and see whether who is irrelevant in a few years.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.